Earlier this month, the Trump administration granted dozens of coal-fired power plants an exemption on new mercury regulations. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports the exemptions were supported by the grid operator for the Mid-Atlantic region.
On April 8th, President Trump signed an executive order granting power plants who had sought the exemptions a two-year reprieve from complying with the new standards. The standards were finalized in July 2024. Under the Biden administration, and designed to limit the spread of the neurotoxin mercury and other hazardous air pollutants. Tom Schuster with Sierra Club in Pennsylvania disagreed with Trump's decision to grant the exemptions, but said it wasn't surprising.
This is just one piece of what I consider an all-out assault on environmental and public health safeguards by this administration.
The exemptions apply to a mercury rule first enacted in 2012. According to the EPA, the rule reduced mercury pollution from the electric power industry by 90%.
It was a huge public health victory. Even with that, coal-fired power plants are still the largest source of mercury pollution.
So last year, the agency strengthened the rule and mandated all plants install continuous air monitoring on their stacks. But the Trump exemptions will give dozens of coal-fired power plants around the country a reprieve from the rule, and the administration can renew the extensions at a later date. The exemptions were supported by PJM Interconnection, the grid operator in the Mid-Atlantic region. The organization says it needs all the power it can get for an oncoming rush of AI data centers. Here's PJM's CEO Manu Asthana speaking to a Congressional Energy Subcommittee in March.
Electrical demand is growing, driven primarily by data center load growth. Less supply, more demand. It adds up to increased reliability risk and higher prices.
Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection Acting Secretary Jessica Shirley said what PJM is suggesting, foregoing clean air regulations to keep coal plants open, is misguided. She says there are other sources of energy, like natural gas and renewables, that don't need these types of exemptions.
When you're talking about mercury and air toxics, I don't know that we want to exempt anyone from that. I mean, we live here, right? People live here.
But PJM has had a hard time connecting clean energy projects. Hundreds of renewable projects are waiting in line for the grid operator to approve them. The mercury rule is subject to an ongoing legal challenge. According to the EPA, it could cost the industry as much as $860 million to comply. Pennsylvania Coal Alliance Executive Director Rachel Gleason said in an email, these costs were, quote, significant, excessive, and unjustified. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.